All right, if you bothered watching the fake news media in the past 24 hours, which I do not recommend, you may have noticed they have a new obsession and a new target to feign their moral outrage at, and they have decided to hyperventilate and go wall to wall with hysterical coverage about me.
That's Fox News host Sean Hannity last night defending himself after it was revealed that Hannity was named as a client of President Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen. Fox News released a statement yesterday saying Hannity continues to have the company's full support. Meantime, additional reporting links the Fox News anchor with other Trump-connected attorneys. NPR's media correspondent David Folkenflik joins us now from New York. Hi, David.
Mr. Westervelt.
Good to talk to you. Fox News acknowledged that its executives were caught a bit by surprise, but the network is still backing Hannity. He gets a pass. I mean, how big of a deal is this?
It's a totally a fair question. You know, people will say, Sean Hannity will say, hey, people know what they're getting with me. But what we didn't know was that, in the week in which he was battering Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller for looking into not only the president and various issues around him, but the president's lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, that when Sean Hannity was accusing the Special Prosecutor of running rampant over the right attorney-client privilege that Michael Cohen might have with his clients, that in at least Cohen's eyes, that Sean Hannity was one of them, and that they clearly had ties and a connection behind the scenes, however you want to characterize that relationship, that the public didn't know about and therefore couldn't evaluate his commentary on.
I mean, Hannity says, you know what you're getting with me, but, you know, our commentator's saying, look, these are ethical red lines, you know, and not disclosing these connections.
I think for anyone who is a journalist or even works for an institution with journalistic aspirations, as Fox News repeatedly asserts that it is, and a place that does indeed have real reporters who work there, any place has to have disclosures, has to have transparency. It is fine to have point of view. Totally fine. You should know where people are coming from. It is okay to have certain kinds of entanglements, but they have to be entanglements you can live with in public and have them disclosed. According to what Michael Cohen's lawyer said, before a federal judge, Kimball Wood, the client had, beseeched Cohen to keep those things confidential. Sean Hannity in his own radio show on Monday said every time that he asked Michael Cohen for advice in an informal way, he would say, he assumed that it was covered by attorney-client privilege. And indeed, he would say out loud, attorney-client, and that Cohen would say attorney-client. And the two of them would say, good, we got it, go. And he would ask the question. Sean Hannity then said that, of course, isn't really an attorney-client relationship. He invoked the very words. It's hard to purge those from one's mind when thinking about it now.
I mean, it looks like he's trying to have it both ways. And The Atlantic reports that Hannity also had ties to other attorneys connected to the president. What do we know about those other lawyers and their connections to Hannity?
Well, particularly take Jay Sokolow, who's a lawyer who's been very involved in conservative circles in recent years. He has been one of the few lawyers who has stood by the president in all these things. A number of very prominent lawyers have refused to come on board, perhaps concerned about the president's legal situation, perhaps concerned about his record of not paying people he hires in the past. But Sokolow represented Hannity in a grievance he had with, I believe, a radio station in which he was asking them to cease certain characterizations and use of things he had done on the air and commenting about him. So there's an instance in which Sokolow had been on the air. I had not seen any instance in which Hannity had labeled him as somebody who had represented him. But according to the reporter for The Atlantic who first divulged that relationship, she said, in fact, there was at least one time in the numerous appearances that Sokolow made on Hannity's show that he did do so. There was at least shows you that Hannity has the ability to register that such things are worth disclosing and to do so on the air.
Interesting. I mean, David, Hannity has certainly pushed boundaries before. In 2010, Fox News, yanked him from appearing at a Tea Party rally. In 2016, he was put into a Trump TV ad. But he's now, as I understand it, Fox's top-rated host, millions of viewers a night. I mean, is he sort of too big to discipline in Fox's eyes in some respects?
I think that it seems to be somewhat beyond sanction at the moment. That under Rupert Murdoch, since the dismissal of the late Roger Ailes as chairman of Fox News, ultimately Rupert decided that he needed to back the Trump presidency all the way. Sean Hannity is the president's biggest supporter on TV, and let's be honest, off it, he's been described as being a member of an informal kitchen cabinet. on the phone all the time. Trump calls him. He calls the president. He offers advice on the air and, you know, and by phone and sometimes in person. You know, there's no degrees of separation between the interests of the Trump presidency and the rhetoric that you see on the air pretty much 110% of the time on the Sean Hannity show on Fox. And this has served well in a certain core group of Trump supporters and a certain core group of Fox News viewers. I can tell you there are journalists at Fox who are just appalled by this. It is not the first time that he's appalled journalists there. You know, Fox News retracted a story about that seemingly validated without any factual basis a conspiracy theory involving the death of a Democratic National Committee young staffer. Sean Hannity had been pumping that for months. He never apologized to the family. He never even took back the story. You know, people there wonder, is there any, you know, journalistic tenet that he will be held to given his popularity with Fox's base?
NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. David, thanks a lot.
You bet.